It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. We have been asking Dr. Husing how the incoming Trump administration's policies might affect the Inland Empire economy. This morning we're going to talk about the environmental policies that the Trump administration may be putting forward. The president-elect has nominated Oklahoma Republican Attorney General Doug Pruitt to head the Environmental Protection Agency. Pruitt is known to be in favor of cutting existing environmental regulations and has made no secret of the fact that he doesn't like the EPA. He has sued the agency on behalf of his state and now has been nominated to oversee the agency. We asked Dr. Husing how a turnaround in the direction of federal environmental regulation could affect the Inland Empire's economy.
Well, this is an interesting question with several, I think, important nuances to it. First and foremost, California has tended to go its own way on environmental regulation. So it is possible that the regulatory frameworks, such as what you get out of the California Resources Board or out of the Southern California Air Quality Management District, will move ahead whether or not EPA stays the way it is or its policies and procedures change. The one nuance which would be significantly changed is right now when the club that is used by the regulatory framework in California is if we don't get the air quality down to the levels of pollutants that are allowed under EPA's current regimes, then we potentially could have our transportation funds for things like highways and other infrastructure cut off. So if now, the Oklahoma Attorney General, his interest is more in climate change, more in the continued use of and promotion of petroleum resources. And that's where he's, I think, generally sued. So that's not on point to the major issue for California. But if, in fact, they really do start to unwind some of what has been done inside EPA, then it could significantly alter, at least take away the club that has always been there to say, if we don't do these things, which are in from a federal agency, then we will lose our transportation funding. I would say that that club has been a major one here in Southern California, because our air basin in particular has difficulty reaching those targets because of the odd way in which this basin is situated, with a high desert blooming warm air over the top of the air in the valley and basically sealing pollutants inside. So we've had a particularly rough time versus the rest of the country. There are those that argue that they'd like to see some relief. And those folks would be in favor of seeing EPA back off somewhat on its deadlines.
We're going to talk more about this next week. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.